May the grace and peace of Jesus Christ our Lord be with you as you hear his words through the prophet, the apostle. Hebrews, verse 1 and 2. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. You may wonder how I decided to speak on the book of Hebrews. It's not an easy book to preach on. It's not an easy book to understand. It's the fault of the women's Bible study group that meets on Wednesdays. So they asked me to lead them in that study. And I thank them. The more I studied it, the more excited I got about it. I began to see Hebrews with new eyes, and so the brief message this morning is going to be more of a testimony than anything else. I began to see it's a message we need to hear today. Because in these last days, it's difficult. In these last days, it's difficult. We live in a world of fear, don't we? We live in a world that's afraid of terrorism, both foreign and domestic. Where will they strike next? We live in fear of ISIS, so hard to detect. We live in fear of North Korea and Iran becoming capable of setting off atomic bombs. We live in fear of crime. We live in fear of new diseases that are harder and harder to treat, Ebola and Zika virus. We live in fear of racism. We live in fear of the wide divide that separates those on the left and those on the right, Democrats and Republicans, neighbor next door. And yes, it even splits those who are on one side of a church or another, and it's happening in all the churches. We live in fear. This is a time of fear. But in these last days, God speaks through his Son. The last days didn't begin when a certain prophetic event took place. Not as we think of it anyway. The last days began when Jesus hung on a cross and Satan's days were numbered. The last days began when Jesus cried out, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." The last days began when Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" The last days began when Jesus rose from the dead and ascended on high. It's been 2,000 plus years of living in the last days, and we ask, when will he come? And the book of Hebrews has some wonderful, marvelous words to share with us that give us hope while we live in the last days. I'll give away a little bit of next week's sermon. It was written to people who were suffering from persecution, and they were wondering, should we stick with this Jesus or not? Should we stay with our faith in Christ or not? Is all of our faith in vain? And the writer of Hebrews urges them over and over again, don't go back. Don't leave Jesus. There are major themes in the book of Hebrews that you can look at as you reread it for next week, and I urge you to do that. There is the magnificence of Jesus in the first 9 chapters. There is the importance of faith or trusting in Jesus. There's the teaching about sin, to disbelieve in Jesus. There's the teaching of salvation in full assurance because of Jesus. There's the reminder that Christian living is not about what happens to us in the here and now, but it's about what has been promised to us in the here and hereafter. It's about a Christian pilgrimage that doesn't have our eyes focused on today, but has our thoughts fixed on tomorrow. The book of Hebrews has a major theme about the second coming of Jesus, when the promises that began with Abraham will be completely fulfilled, because God will do what he says in his time, in his way. The book of Hebrews reminds us that God is able to do what he said. Turn to the back, the last chapter of Hebrews. It's on page 1010 in your pew Bible. The last chapter. Chapter 13, verse 20. The prayer at the end that the author of Hebrews gives after going through what he'd written. Now may the God of peace, who brought again the dead, our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. To people who are living in fear, there is the promise that the God of peace, who brought Jesus from the dead, that same God who gave Jesus to be our shepherd, that same God who bought us with his blood, that same God will equip us as we live in a world filled with terror, in a world filled with crime, in a world filled with disease, in a world filled with death. You see, the second coming is our hope. And the book of Hebrews reminds us there is another country where we are headed. As the song goes, and I'm not sure it's a hymn, it might be an older chorus. I think it might even be a Negro spiritual now I think about it. This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I don't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The book of Hebrews is a book of hope. It's a book of assurance. And while we think about the second coming, and some of us stop short of thinking about the second coming, we stop short by stopping at, oh, all the terrible things that might happen, and the plagues and all that kind of thing, depending on what you believe about end times. We forget that the promises that God has promised us, that he will be with us. God has promised us he will watch over us. God has promised us. I'm sorry, I'm getting used to this. It's not. Give me the next to the last slide, please. Okay, God has promised us that he will equip us to do everything we need to do. Let me just share with you briefly what I found in the book of Hebrews, to give you a tease for those of you who are members to come back. If the choir wants to sing next week, they can come back too. Not that one, the very last one, but next to the last one. It says that last days. Just to give you a tease. I have a whole new different outlook on Hebrews. I see it differently. We often focus on sanctuary and meanings there, and we should, that's okay. But the primary meaning of the book of Hebrews is it's an exhortation, an urging, a word of God to tell us, when you're facing tough times, hang in there, don't give up. Amen. That's it. Not only does it tell us and urge us not to give up, it says some strange things about the fact that don't give up because you might not be able to repent again. And it talks about some strange things that happened to God's people in the past. And you scratch your head, at least I did, when I read about now Joseph, by faith, told the Israelites to take his bones back to Israel. I'm going, that's his faith? What's that all about? I discovered the meaning. And the meaning is this. The message of Hebrews in a nutshell, and I probably gave away my whole series, and that's okay. In these last days, don't give up. God has promised a better land. Amen. In these last days, don't give up. God will see you through. in these last days, Jesus is not a shadow. He is the reality of everything we need for this life and for that life to come. You mentioned, you wondered about that one person. Hebrews 11 is filled with stories with that one person who made a difference. Because they trusted in the promise of what was ahead. And the message of Hebrews is this: not only is Jesus going to fulfill his promises, but Jesus wants you to know you can trust in him, that he will use you and equip you so that others will know about him too. In these last days, God spoke to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things and through whom he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God, the exact imprint of the nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. And that Jesus died to save you.